Chapter 1. The Coven. He was a mickle black rock man, very cold. Isabel Gowdy in 1662. Now, after that the devil had ended his admonitions, he came down out of the pulpit and caused all the company to come and kiss his earth, which they said was cold like ice. His body was hard like iron, as they thought that handled him. Agnes Sampson, in 1590. And, oh yes, Jane Smart said in her hasty yet purposeful way, each S seemed the black tip of a just-extinguished match, held in playful hurt, as children do, against the skin. Suki said a man has bought the Lennox mansion. A man? Alexandra Spofford asked, feeling off-center, her peaceful aura that morning splayed by the assertive word. From New York, Jane hurried on. The last syllable almost barked, its R dropped in Massachusetts style. No wife and family, evidently. Oh, one of those. Hearing Jane's northern voice bring her this rumor of a homosexual come up from Manhattan to invade them, Alexandra felt intersected where she was, in this mysterious, crabbed state of Rhode Island. She'd been born in the West, where white and violet mountains lift in pursuit of the delicate tall clouds, and tumbleweed rolls in pursuit of the horizon. Suki wasn't so sure, Jane said swiftly, her S's chastening. He appeared quite burly. She was struck by how hairy the backs of his hands were. He told the people at Pearly Realty he needed all that space because he was an inventor with a lab, and he owns a number of pianos. Alexandra giggled. The noise, little changed since her Colorado girlhood, seemed produced not out of her throat, but by a bird-like familiar perched on her shoulder. In fact, the telephone was aching at her ear, and her forearm tingled, going numb. How many pianos can a man have? This seemed to offend Jane. Her voice bristled like a black cat's fur, iridescent. She said defensively, Well, Suki's only going by what Marge Pearly told her at last night's meeting of the Horse Trough Committee. This committee supervised the planting and, after vandalism, the replanting of a big blue marble trough for watering horses that historically stood at the center of Eastwick, where the two main streets met. The town was shaped like an L, fitted around its ragged bit of Narragansett Bay. Dock Street held the downtown businesses, and Oak Street at right angles to it was where the lovely big old homes were. Marge Pearly, whose horrid canary-yellow for sale signs leaped up and down on trees and fences as on the tides of economics and fashion. Eastwick had for decades been semi-depressed and semi-fashionable. People moved in and out of the town, was a heavily made-up go-getting woman who, if one at all, was a witch on a different wavelength from Jane, Alexandra, and Suki. There was a husband, a tiny fussy Homer Pearly always trimming their forsythia hedge back to stubble, and this made a difference. The papers were passed in Providence, Jane explained, pressing the nts hard into Alexandra's ear. And with hairy backs to his hands, Alexandra mused. Near her face floated the faintly scratched and flecked and often repainted blankness of a wooden kitchen cabinet door. She was conscious of the atomic fury spinning and skidding beneath such a surface, like an eddy of weary eyesight. As if in a crystal ball, she saw that she would meet and fall in love with this man, and that little good would come of it. "Didn't he have a name?" she asked. "That's the stupidest thing," Jane Smart said. "Marge told Suki, and Suki told me, but something scared it right out of my head. One of those names with a Van or a Vaughn or a Duh in it."
"How very swell," Alexandra answered, already dilating, diffusing herself to be invaded. A tall, dark European, ousted from his ancient heraldic inheritance, traveling under a curse. "When is he supposed to move in?"
She said he said soon. He could be in there now.
Jane sounded alarmed. Alexandra pictured the other woman's rather too full, for the rest of her pinched face, eyebrows lifting to make half circles above her dark, resentful eyes, whose brown was always a shade paler than one's memory of it. If Alexandra was the large, drifting style of witch, always spreading herself thin to invite impressions and merge with the landscape, and in her heart rather lazy and entropically cool. Jane was hot, short, concentrated like a pencil point, and Suki Rougemont, busy downtown all day long gathering news and smiling hello, had an oscillating essence. So Alexandra reflected, hanging up. Things fall into threes, and magic occurs all around us, as nature seeks and finds the inevitable forms, things crystalline and organic falling together at angles of 60 degrees, the equilateral triangle being the mother of structure.